Hi, everybody. Welcome to a thrilling new episode of Brown Eyed Junicorn. I'm your host, Hannah Brown. Welcome back. How are we doing, my quarantined babes? I'm hanging in there. Yesterday was really emotional, as you saw on Instagram. It was my mom's birthday, and then Jake's going through some stuff, and you know, we're a week into this, and it's a little wild. Although I will say, silver lining, it's been really amazing connecting with all of you on Instagram. We all have so much time to chat and send funny shit and post. And so it's been really fun connecting with you all. I hope that I can help offer just a small beacon of lols amidst the craziness. Today's episode was super fun. I got on the phone with King icon legend Danny Pellegrino to just catch up. Honestly, we like literally didn't have a plan. We just caught up over the phone, went on a bunch of pop culture tangents, and had an amazing time. So thank you all so much again for listening, and let's get into the episode. Here's me and Danny Pellegrino.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
How are you doing?
Good. Can you hear me, baby girl?
Can you hear me, baby girl?
I can hear you good.
Okay, hold on. Wait, let me put on a sweater. Kind of the reception in Jake's house is like hell, and I want to make sure you can hear me.
Yeah, well, while you do that, I'm going to say, hi, I'm Danny Pellegrino, and I'm recording with Hannah Brown of the Brown Eyed Unicorn podcast, and I'm hoping everyone out there is being safe and healthy and sane as you can be. Hannah, you just let me know when you're back, baby girl.
And I am here, and I am ready spaghetti.
So shall we go on?
We shall proceed.
What are you up to right now?
Okay, so right now I'm wandering around my boyfriend's backyard. I did take up a new hobby this morning that I'm pretty excited about.
Well, first of all, let me say that I'm so fucking jealous of you that you have a backyard, but continue.
I would say come over. I mean, you can hang out on one side of the yard. I can hang out on the other side of the yard, and we can just, you know, yell comeback quotes at each other.
Sounds good to me.
I took up hip hop dance this morning, not to brag. I got a month long subscription to a website with all kinds of hip hop choreography. And by the end of this whole thing, I'm going to be like Jessica Alba in the movie Honey.
Oh my God. Remember, first of all, didn't she? She like played a black woman in that movie, and she's not a black woman.
I mean, essentially, yeah. And it's really not what you want. I just want to say that.
I mean, it would never happen now. But it's interesting that you say that, because I have actually been really considering looking for Darren's Dance Grooves DVD or VHS or something, because I'm, you know, I'm interested in some exercise that's also fun. So I've been actually thinking about that, especially with it's like the 20th anniversary of the NSYNC No Strings Attached album.
Right.
And so, yeah, I was like thinking about Darren's Dance Grooves, but I also was just on my Instagram and I was looking at like Bravo celebrities doing TikTok dances, and it really bummed me out. So I don't know. I'm kind of on the fence about this hip hop.
Okay. Listen, the TikTok dances are rough for me as well. The one that I've seen the most is that like, oh, no, no, no. Oh, no, no, oh, no. And you need like a partner to do it. Right. And I'm like, never in my goddamn life am I going to take the time to learn this. So I posted a TikTok myself. I'm trying to get up on the times on the TikToks. And I posted one of myself, but it's just me doing it alone without a partner.
Well, you know, you improvise. You got to improvise.
Because yeah, I didn't feel like really learning it.
I can't even get Matt to play like Monopoly with me. Like I'm stuck here with my boyfriend, Matt. And it's like the idea of like him getting in a TikTok video with me is just like so out there.
Well, how are you two doing in this situation?
You know, we've been pretty good. It's funny because we both work from home anyway. And so we have an apartment with like, we each have our own separate offices. And I was just talking to my friend Brett about this actually, because he was telling me like him and his boyfriend are going insane. But then he was telling me like they're both working from the kitchen table. And I'm like, Matt and I, we are in separate rooms almost the entire day. Like we don't see each other until it's dinner time. And then we have dinner together. We watch movies or whatever. But even during this quarantine situation, like we still keep our separate space. And I think it's so important. Anyone out there who's like working from home with their significant other, like even if you guys are getting along really well throughout the day, you need to stay in separate rooms. If you can, obviously not everyone can, but.
I seriously respect that. And so it's honestly, you've both trained for this for a very long time. Like it's not your first rodeo with this business.
Right. I will say he's getting frustrated with me because I keep thinking I'm like ill or, and like, it's just my anxieties. And so he's getting very frustrated with my like paranoia.
Oh my God. My boyfriend is getting frustrated with my paranoia because I'm afraid of reptiles getting in the house. And he's like, you need to give this a rest. It's not okay. funny.
Hold on. Back up. What? Why are okay. you, what do you mean about reptiles?
All right. So because of that documentary on my pod. No, oh my gosh, no, but more on that later. So I talked about this on my pod last week, but I'm going to fill you in. So last week, there's like a front and a back house. Jake rents the front. A really sweet couple rents the back.
Your boyfriend, and we were, Jake.
Yes, my boyfriend, Jake. And we were speaking with the couple in the back house. They're delightful. We were socially distanced, speaking from across the yard together. And the gal, Jordan, who's in this couple, was like, I keep seeing skinks around, these like skinks. I was like, the fuck is a skink? And she's like, it's like a snake, but a lizard also. And what? I saw one that was like a feet long. And there was one in our apartment and one in the laundry room. And I was what? Like, Jake, I have been dating you almost a year. I've spent like half of the last, you know, 10 months at this house. Never not once have you mentioned, you know, a hybrid reptile monster in your backyard. He's like, T-O-T-O-T-O. I've seen one once in the laundry room in the 4 years I've lived here. So chill out. So I've been on skink watch. I've been terrified. Then, okay,
hold on. Wait, a yeah. skank? Like, I thought that was like a promiscuous girl, like Nelly Furtado style.
Like a Stassi Schroeder season one slur skank.
Okay.
No, skink, like S-K-I-N-K.
Oh, like so is that a technical term?
It's like, yeah, you can Google like a skink. And so I posted on social media that I was on skink watch. Then friend of the pod, Annabelle DeSisto, immediately messaged me and was like, careful, skinks are poisonous to cats. What? And I want to make sure the cat or the dog don't eat them because they can be poisonous. So I'm on skink watch, you know, which isn't ideal, being stuck in the house and afraid of, you know, poisonous snakes / lizards, you know, getting yeah. in. But it is what it is. The world's ending, as we discussed yesterday.
I know. We talked yesterday morning where we were both on the brim. I have a big fear of like reptiles. And same. A few months back, there was a story circulating that there were these meth gators and like the people were like flushing meth down the toilet and stuff. And then the gators were getting it and they were getting like all methed out, which I thought at the time was like the worst thing that could happen in the world. And then cut to now where it's like, oh no.
I don't know though, like, an alligator having like a Jodie Sweet and adjacent like meth journey like is pretty terrifying in my opinion. Also, I just want to say I'm happy that Jodie is healthy and safe these days.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I don't know that these meth gators like ended up coming out on the other side. I think they just like were methy and then died. Like, I don't think they went to rehab and then got an arc on Fuller House, the reboot. But
yeah, they couldn't go to Passages Malibu to deal with their meth addiction.
Wait, did I tell you I read Kimmy Gibbler's book?
No, I didn't even know Andrea Garber had a book.
Andrea Barber. How dare you?
Victor Garber, Andrea Barber. That's what I did.
How
there.
Dare you? Well, okay, so I was reading a bunch of like celebrity memoirs recently, and mm-hmm. on my Kindle, it came up like her book Fuller Circle or Full Circle or something like that is the name of it. And love I kind of, it said like free download or free read. And I was like, oh, I'll read this. And it sort of started as a joke. And then I was like, cut to the middle of the book. I'm sobbing because she opens up a lot about like her postpartum depression and her mental health journey and like all these things that I had no idea about that were shocking. There was also like some random like nonsense stuff about Full House that like is so inconsequential. But like middle of the book, I'm sobbing about Kimmy Gibbler's book. And Matt is like, what's going on with you? He's like, why are you so sad right now? And I was like, it's this book. And he's like, what are you reading? And I'm like, Kimmy Gibbler's memoir.
You're like, listen, Kimmy has a lot to say and I want to hear it.
It was not something I expected, but it happened. How did we get here?
Unexpected twist. Seriously, how did any of us get here? Do you remember that song in Rent that's like, how the hell did I get here? How the hell Pam left on the steeple of the church?
Speaking of Rent, did you watch the Rosie O'Donnell show reboot that was airing on YouTube last night?
Listen, I'm not trying to get in a fight with you right now, Danny, but no, I have not watched it yet. How was it?
It was It was like a hot mess, but also really beautiful. She just like interviewed 100 Broadway people. Like she'd be like, Idina Menzel. And then, she'd go to the next person and they were just calling in from FaceTime. And it was like people like Judith Light who were unable to get like their camera phones working. So it was just like a close up of Judith Light's chin with like no audio.
I live for Judith.
Oh, I love her so much. But so it was really great. And they had a lot of like Broadway performances, but you mentioned Rent and Idina Menzel was on there. She was there. And then a lot of them were like singing stuff. It was good. I really loved it.
Was Kristen Chenoweth in attendance?
Kristen Chenoweth was there. Yeah. I mean, she Skyped in with her new young hot boyfriend. She's got this like young hot piece of whatever meat. And it was very unexpected. All of a sudden, Kristen Chenoweth was on screen. She's like, and my boyfriend's here. We're quarantined together. And then she brought him on screen. And he was like, he looked like he was 28, maybe 29. Like very young. And Kristen's like in her 50s, I think.
She's so hot. She's like a little Polly Pocket.
Right. And she also did some weird sort of Doritos promo that I'm not sure if it was sponsored or not, but she definitely like brought Doritos on screen and was like promoting them.
Did you feel a little like a little bamboozled, like that episode of Roni where like Dorinda was like, I really liked any movie you went to and she did. What movie were they like
Hathaway.
Randomly? Yeah. Yes. Yes. With Rebel Wilson. She's like, I just left away today. And then Sonya's like, oh yeah, there were a lot of hijinks. And I'm like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
I think Kristen Chenoweth would be an amazing housewife.
Oh, yeah. I think she'd be good, too. You're right.
She doesn't need it, but, like, it'd be a fun little twist.
I just don't know if she's dramatic enough.
Yeah, but I'd like her commentary.
Yeah. Look, this is not going to be popular. Mm-hmm. Sometimes she annoys me.
You know what? I hear you.
Sometimes.
And I respect you.
I worship her. I still think she's a queen icon legend, but sometimes she annoys me.
Listen, the most important relationships in our lives are often the most complicated ones.
Right.
You know?
Did you ever watch Pushing Daisies?
Oh my gosh, no, don't be mad.
What the fuck is wrong with you, Hannah? It's so good. Watch it right now when you're stuck
inside.
What's
it on, Hulu?
I don't know. Unclear.
Okay. I'll look it up.
You know, I get really frustrated on social media. This is going to be my time to complain for a minute.
Okay.
When, if you post something and then people say like, where can we watch this? It's like, Google it.
Mm-hmm. Take to the Google.
Like, it's pretty easy Google search to find, like, anything nowadays. And also, if you can't find it, that means I'm probably watching it illegally.
Like, I mean, you know, just jailbreak that Fire Stick and have a ball.
Right. Desperate times.
I watched The Chipmunk Adventure on YouTube last night in its entirety. Very problematic.
Really?
With
the Chipettes?
Yeah, I mean, they go around the world, and so, you know, there's some depictions of cultures that I find to be extremely problematic.
That happened with me. I just watched the DuckTales movie.
But and you're like, what the fuck is going on? Well, but I mean, that aside, the soundtrack is still fun.
Flawless.
The colors are pretty, and I still want all of Britney's outfits. She's so cute. Yeah.
Sure. I used to love that when I was a young buck, young child. I loved the Chipmunk movie, and I was obsessed with that and the Care Bear movie.
Oh, me too. Did you also like Little Nemo Adventures in Slumberland?
I did not.
It was some trippy shit. Also, Rockadoodle was really bomb.
Rockadoodle I saw in theaters, sure.
Rockadoodle, I always had a crush on Chanticleer, the cartoon Elvis adjacent rooster. I thought he was really hot.
Yeah. I mean, he did have a swagger that not many cartoons did.
Yeah. I mean, he had big dick energy as a singing cartoon rooster, and I don't think that's an easy thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
Wait, hearkening back to how you and Matt are like really good at cohabitation, I want to say that Jake and I were just sort of clumsily thrown into this situation. We do not live together yet, and there's been a learning curve.
Well, you
and
live together now because this is where the world ends. So you live together
pretty
now.
Pretty much. Yeah. But I find myself just like picking fights to spice things up, which isn't very mature,
That's not good. That's not good. Like, you guys are going to kill each other. Like you need to not do that.
You know, Danny, I'm figuring it out one day at a time. I'm keeping it cool and I'll be fine.
And I say as someone who's been there. Like I've been there.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. I mean, like he has to work still, which is very, very fortunate. And then I like try to give myself little to-do lists to like structure my day where I'm like, I'm going to work out at this time. And then I'm going to, you know, take notes on this episode of Roni for my Patreon at this time, et cetera, et cetera. But then, you know, I eventually get bored and then I'm like, how do I occupy myself? I'm not good at sitting still. I'm getting very stir crazy.
Yeah, I feel stir crazy too. And I feel like we're so like not even far into this yet.
I know.
And that's what's driving me nuts. And I've been trying to go outside every day because I don't have a backyard. I live in an apartment. Mm-hmm. And I've been trying to like go outdoors just for a little walk around the neighborhood. But I found that mm-hmm. it's like not even, I think it's like making me worse because I get so stressed going outside. First of all, I feel like it's a bleak look at the world because it's like, it's weird. You know, the people you do see have like masks on and everything.
Yeah.
And then also I'm like so cautious about like the social distancing thing. And mm-hmm. there's a lot of people walking in the neighborhood. And so I'm like constantly crossing the street to like avoid being even like 10 feet near someone.
Yeah.
And so then I'm just like more anxious than before. Like I need the vitamin D, but it's hard. Like, I think that's been the hardest part about like living in the city is like, I feel like I would be happy or healthier if I lived in with my family in Ohio where it's like I could go in the backyard.
Yeah, you're totally having like a little Shop of Horrors, like somewhere that's green moment.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
I'm really in like a mental place of Broadway today, I guess. No, I hear you though. I truly wish that I just like, you know, like had just a casual like farm somewhere with like a rolling meadow and, you know, fresh air and animals to keep me company.
On that Rosie show last night, not to keep bringing mm-hmm. it back to that, which I will this whole episode. The stars that she was talking to, they were all FaceTiming from their homes. And I'm like, oh my God, like you're all FaceTiming from these giant, beautiful basements. And Rosie mm-hmm. was like, I'm in my like craft garage. Like she's just like a whole garage that's for her crafting.
I love that.
Which I would love. I wish that was my own life. But then it's hard to be watching from my like tiny apartment.
Yeah, totally. I know. I heard, and I haven't witnessed this, but like I heard that Ellen was posting something about like, I'm so stir crazy. I'm like, bitch, you have like 10 homes and the one you have in LA is giant. Like, I think she has two in LA alone.
Yeah. And they all have, I mean, I don't know this to be true of Ellen's home, but I feel like she has like horses and stuff.
Oh, for sure. Why not?
Yeah. I mean, and we would too, but
yeah,
it is frustrating. I don't know. It's all this whole thing.
How did you feel
about
the Gal Gadot video?
Oh, it was a nightmare.
Nightmare. I wrote a thing on it that ultimately I think had a positive message that was really just about me checking my own privilege as I deal with all of this. That aside, though, I still think it was ridiculous.
I did like that it gave us all something to bond over and hate it.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that was the fun part for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But a real mess. And I want to know who like turned it down.
Right? Like, how long was that list?
Yeah, like, I'm sure people that she text messaged, she DM'd, mm-hmm. they were like, what the fuck is this? Like, no way. I saw someone tweet that, like, Kirsten Dunst would never, and I was thinking, yeah, like, of course she wouldn't. Like, you know, if Kirsten Dunst got a text from Gal Gadot about, like, sing Imagine, she'd be like, what the fuck is that? And then she'd put her phone down.
Can we take a moment to celebrate Kirsten Dunst? Because I, like, live for her.
I love her. Yeah, I love her.
She just seems like kind of like she's been in this game for so long that she like truly doesn't give a fuck about it.
Uh-huh.
But she's still really fucking good in everything she does. She's given us so much. She did. Yeah. She was the voice of young Anastasia. I mean, like her contributions to Hollywood are boundless. And I just like love her.
She's done it all and she's done it all beautifully. And she's still such a great actress. I feel like she's underrated in like her acting chops. She was good as a kid and she's still good as an adult.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I love her. I love 100% her. And she, you could tell also she just doesn't give a fuck. She just does not give a fuck.
I find it to be very refreshing, which is why if she got a text from Gal, she just would have like left it on red and like ignored it.
Who else do you think like would have left Gal on red?
Oh, this is a fun game to play. Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Oh, for sure. They left her on red.
Like, I don't even think they have cell phones at this point. Like, I think like someone else does that for them.
But even if they did, like, even if they were like had become close with Gal Gadot, I feel in my bones that they like would not have saved her number in their phone. Like even if they were like hanging out all the time, I feel like they would just have never have saved her number. So every time Gal would text, it would just be the phone number on screen.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. I don't think they save like anyone's number except for like each other's and like Elizabeth's.
Yeah, or like Chloe Sevigny.
Wait, not Elizabeth. What am I talking about?
Elizabeth Olsen, yeah.
Wait. Yeah, I was like, I really feel like I'm losing my mind. I'm sorry, Danny, and I'm sorry, everyone.
But speaking of, can I just tell a story about Elizabeth Olsen briefly?
Yeah, please.
So I had her on my podcast like very early on. She used to follow me on Instagram and I think she still does, but
I listened to this episode. I was very excited.
I do not think that she any longer like interacts with my Instagram profile page. And I believe it to be because I had asked her if they had bowls of cigarettes at her sister's wedding.
She did get a little icy when you asked that.
I had to ask. I'm a journalist. But there's this story.
You asked the questions.
There's this story out that, like, I don't know if it was Mary-Kate or Ashley, but that at everyone's table, they had bowls of cigarettes.
Yes.
And I always loved that story. And so I wanted to know if there was truth because no one's ever been able to find out. And no journalist is brave enough to ask these questions.
Yes.
And so I did. And it turns out, I don't know that it was that well received.
Which is exciting. I remember her being like, I mean, I'm not going to answer that question.
Because she probably had no idea. Like, sometimes when people come on my show, I feel like they really don't know what they got into. And then I ask a question about cigarettes at a family member's wedding.
Sure.
And all of a sudden, their whole life flashes before their eyes and they think, how did I get here?
But then you also never know because then meanwhile, you're like, Brandi Glanville, who's been inside you? And she's like, everyone!
Exactly. You got to ask.
You got to ask because sometimes people are like down to clown with you. And I appreciate those people.
You know, Brandi Glanville told me that she hooked up with one of the stars of The Notebook.
Yeah.
And then Sheena, I interviewed her and she said she too hooked up with someone from The Notebook. And she said they're probably the same person. But isn't that wild? Also,
I vote James Marsden.
I'm sure of it. I'm sure it's James Marsden. Neither one of them will confirm that with me, but I'm sure of it. But
James Marsden came into my workplace once with like a leggy blonde and like, you know, I could see. Sorry, what were you saying?
Oh, he's so fucking hot.
Yeah, he's gorgeous.
Some of the news outlets that like picked up that story about Brandi, they had like posted like which Notebook star was it? And there was like a picture of James Garner.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't think she fucked James Garner.
That's amazing.
Like it had to have been James Marsden.
If Sheena fucked Ryan Gosling, like I will not recover. Like no shame.
No, I don't
Sheena,
think it,
but like
yeah.
She already got to fuck John Mayer. Like she can only have so much iconic dick inside her. Wow, that's very graphic. I'm sorry.
We went there.
We went there. Now we said it. Also, after Jessica's book, you know, I'm no longer jealous of anyone having sex with John Mayer, but you know.
Yeah. Would you if John Mayer came up to you tonight? Mm-hmm. Or maybe when you weren't with Jake.
Like if I was single, for sure.
If you were single, would you have sex with him? If he was like, let's just hook up.
Okay.
After reading the book.
No. I don't think anyone's going to leave me when I still say no, because I have this thing that I think about sometimes when I think about like a hypothetical like celebrity hookup. I think it's a much better story to say that you turned down someone than it is to say that you fucked them.
Interesting.
I don't know. Would you?
Yeah.
That's
I mean,
fair.
I'm not proud of it. I mean, I know it's disgusting. I'm not proud of it at all.
It's not disgusting. You like live your truth.
But I'm saying if it was just a sex and it, you know,
okay,
and I could be
after
done with it and after. Yeah. I mean, I hate him. And I hate myself
you would,
for
like,
saying
hate
it.
Fuck John Mayer.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
It wouldn't be something I would want to continue on. I would not want a romantic relationship. And you know what? I'd probably go on and write my own book about him being a dick.
Oh, so you would cash in on your John Mayer hate fuck. I love that.
You
got
to get back at him.
I love that. I'm too psychotic. Like, I mentally would fall into such, like, a wormhole of, like, insecurity and self-doubt, like, post-sex, that I just don't think at this point in my therapy journey that it would be worth it.
Are you still doing therapy, like, remotely?
Doing it over the phone, baby. I have a session in the morning.
Nice.
Are you?
I'm not currently. And
love.
It's one of the reasons for my mental breakdown that we spoke about yesterday.
Sure. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I think I really lost it this over the weekend. I really lost it. Like,
same.
I really went there and like lost it. And I feel like I'm on the mend. But mm-hmm. I'm also probably going to go back there at some point.
I think we're all just in a cycle of like losing our shit, watching something on TV until we don't lose our shit and then go, like coming back around.
It's so much. I think this, I worry of course about people's physical health, but also I worry even more so about people's mental health because this is just such a tough time for people with any sort of mental health issues. It's like,
I know
anyone going through that. And it's like also people who don't have access to the therapist or to their, it's all a hot fucking mess.
I know. Well, I was realizing, like, yesterday, like, I never took a shower. Like, I never really, like, did normal human things. And I was like, oh, these are, like, elements of my depression, like, creeping back in. Like, feeling like a FaceTime call with friends is, like, overwhelming. And, like, feeling like a shower is overwhelming. And, like, basic human things just feel so hard right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just an awful time.
So then I downloaded that hip hop thing, and now I'm taking hip hop.
Now you're a hip hopper.
So that's, you guys, I'm taking videos of my
Will they
my
be on
learning.
Your TikTok?
Honestly, not until I'm good. Like, it's real. I'll send you. No, I can't send you one. I don't
Please
trust
do.
You not to post it.
I'll post it.
It's like, it's literally just me, like, trying to gyrate, but it's like, it's just, it's sad because it's like, I'm just trying so hard to get the technical down that like, it's just, it's like, it's like a, it's like waiting for Guffman vibes.
You know, when I lived in Chicago, I was doing classes in at Second City in the IO Theater, and I had an improv teacher who recommended I take a dance class, like, to loosen me up on stage, right? Mm-hmm. So I signed up for, like, this YMCA Chicago City hip-hop class.
Love.
And I was horrendous. Like, I was so terrible. Like, I couldn't pick up any steps. Like, I'm not good at choreography at all. I just, something about it, like, I don't know if it's a little dyslexia or what it is, but like, I can't process choreography. And so every class, like, the teacher would get, like, so it was like this young man, and he would get so frustrated with me.
Oh, that's mean.
Yeah, it was, but like, I was the only one not able to pick it up. And it wasn't like it was filled with people who were experts. Like, they were all like, one of the women was like, you know, a 60 something woman who was just like doing it for some exercise. And she was like picking it up better than me. And I was 22 or something at the time. But it was impossible for me.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, well, honestly, if you want to borrow my login for this hip hop website and just test your skills again, you just let me know.
I'm going to dive into Darren's dance grooves if I do.
That's true.
But I don't know. I haven't
And that's
decided.
On brand for you too, because it's like pop culture, like dances.
Yeah. I've been really in an NSYNC like wormhole the past week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wait, you were saying this yesterday. So Lance Bass.
Oh yeah,
at him.
We don't like him right now.
We don't. We
Ordinarily, don't. If I wanted to spend some time working on this episode, I would bleep out his name, but I'm not going That's to not do that today. Happen. But I, nope. Yeah, he's got a podcast called The Daily Popcast.
Okay, that's a ripoff of an E show, but go on.
Right, but he interviewed everyone from NSYNC last week, so each episode was like a different interview, and so I listened to the JC one, because JC's my prince, and then I listened to the Justin Timberlake one, because he's my arch nemesis, Dustin Timberwolf, and I wanted to just see how he was, and it confirmed to me that I made the right decision, because Justin did not seem very nice to me. He wasn't like outright mean, but like I was reading the subtext of the conversation and I was like, oh, he's not nice.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You were reading between the lines.
Yeah. I'm not, I can read social cues. Like I could tell he just, him and Lance, I feel like have never had a conversation before.
Oh yeah. I still need to listen to Joey Fatone episode. That's the only one I'm going to listen to because he's the only NSYNC.
Let me know how that one
about.
Is.
I will. I think he's so hot. Like, I just want to eat bolognese with him.
I find that so strange. I, like, do not get that at all.
Whatever.
But JC really came across, like, as I expected. Like, he seemed lovely. He was, like, talking about how he wouldn't want to, basically, like, he said he wouldn't want to be a culture vulture and, like, capitalize off other people's cultures. And it, to me, I was, like, reading into that of him being, like, shady towards Justin.
Mm-hmm.
It was good.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I love the notion of like JC Chazé like shading Justin and being like, yeah, I'm not going to kiss his ass just because like he's, you know, thriving career wise. But even like, is he? That's my real question.
I mean, that last album was a huge flop. He's got
that
the,
was the one
the
that was like, yes. And there was that. Wait, the last album was the one where he was like, put your filthy hands all over me. Yeah. Man in the woods.
Yeah. He was like in the woods. It's like, I wish you would have stayed in the woods.
Stay in the woods.
You know, the Trolls movie, I do love. I got to give him that. I love the Trolls movie. And I'm excited for part two.
I haven't seen it, but, you know, I'll just add that to my Pushing Daisies list. Here's the thing that's overwhelming about this quarantine. everyone is like, watch this, watch this, watch this, watch this. And like, I'm not someone who can like sit down and watch TV for that long. Yeah. So I'm like overwhelmed by like how many things I'm like expected to get caught up on. Because if I don't, people will be like, well, you had nothing but time. And I'm like, but I can't. Like, I just can't watch more than like two episodes of something at the same time. I did watch Sister Act yesterday, and that was cleansing.
That's so good.
It was so good. So good.
Which part one?
Part one.
Nice. Are you going to watch part two now?
Oh, for sure. It's on Disney Plus. Yeah. Which nun from Sister Act do you think you're the most like?
Oh, Sister Mary Roberts. Yeah.
Which one's that again?
It is the one who doesn't use her own singing voice.
Yes. The little one?
Yeah. The redhead.
Oh, yeah. I love that. I love that for you.
I mean, Mary Patrick, too. She's got a joy de vivre that I wish I could have.
Which one's Kathy and Jimmy? Listen, I'm
I think
not like
she's Mary Patrick.
Okay, so then I always feel like I'm the Kathy and Jimmy one, like if I had to pick one.
I hope I'm not mixing them up.
Because I feel like the average person like is obsessed with Sister Act, and I was like, oh my gosh, I haven't seen this movie since I was like 10. I'm going to watch it now. And like, I hadn't seen it in a long time. So I was like, I just need to bring this back into like my like mental space.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think there's anything better. Those movies make me so happy.
Mm-hmm.
So, so good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my brothers and I remember like us renting part two, and mm-hmm. we watched the final scene, like that whole dance scene, like come and join the chorus, the mighty mighty uh-huh. We like watched that on a repeat the one day, like when we rented it as kids. And I'll never forget like the sense of joy we had just rewatching that scene, over rewinding it on the tape, like over and over and over.
Yes.
Again. Oh,
my gosh. Did you ever have like moments on like VHS movies, like when you would watch a VHS movie as a kid, where you would like try to pause it at a very specific part?
Oh, yeah. I remember renting the movie 54 from the library uh-huh. and pausing it every time you got to see Ryan Phillippe's ass.
Oh, my gosh. Similarly, I always tried to pause it in Now and Then when the Wormers like get their clothes stolen and they're like running in towels.
Mm.
And I tried to like see if you could see up this one kid's towel, like when he bends up to get his clothes.
That's very pervy. That is very pervy. I respect
Well, guess
it,
what? But... You can't. Spoiler alert. You can't. I tried and I failed.
Did you like rent the Blu-ray when it finally came out and you're like, let's see.
No.
Let's but freeze frame this shit.
No, I think my sister has the DVD. Now and Then is like low key, like, not, is it not streaming? No, I think it is streaming now, but it wasn't for a while. I don't know. It shouldn't be so hard to obtain, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know. It should be. Some movies I think should be on every streaming service. You know,
yes.
Like it should be on Hulu and Netflix and
yes.
Disney Plus.
Mm-hmm. Agree.
Yeah. Pausing a VHS was always very difficult. And yeah. That was like a low key way. This is going to sound gross, but like I was closeted at the time, and it was like that was the way to get like porn, was like renting a movie like that from the library and then pausing it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like the that only makes way sense. To do it.
I mean, I'm the one who looked up someone's towel in the middle
That's
of
true.
A PG-13 movie. So, you know, judgment free zone.
A child, a group of children.
Yeah, but to be fair, I was also like 8 at
I know,
the time,
I know.
So I was just like curious.
I mean, we were all curious about Devon Sawa. I remember watching him in Casper. Oh. Who wasn't curious about him? Flawless.
I also loved him in, he was in Now and Then. He was in Casper. He was in Final Destination. What am I forgetting? He was in Wild America. He was
oh, yeah.
in Wild America,
JTT.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah, JTT is like my first crush of all time.
Mm.
Like Tom and Huck is on Disney Plus right now, and I remember watching Tom and Huck as a kid and like resenting a very young Rachel Lee Cook for getting to be his love interest in that movie, because I was like, this is unfair.
Yeah, it is unfair.
Yeah.
I saw Rachel Lee Cook at a Hollywood premiere party thing sort of recently, and it took everything in me not to like go ask her about like she's all that.
We didn't. I was just going to say, I saw Rachel Lee Cook at a Starbucks like a few months ago, and I had literally just been listening to Josie and the Pussycats like on a loop in my car the day before, and I was like, I like summoned her.
Wow. Did you? She's beautiful, incredible. Right? Like, I thought she was beautiful.
Oh, looks yeah. exactly the same.
Exactly
so tiny,
the same.
So fit, so cute. Loved her.
Yeah. Yeah, I did yeah. too. Did you like yeah. She's All That?
Loved She's All That.
Right.
What did you think of it?
Love it. I mean, perfect. A perfect film.
Oh my gosh.
Perfect classic cinema.
Truly, and I just remember because of that movie, every time I would play Barbies and like I like got to like name my Ken doll, he was always named Zach because of Freddie Prinze Jr. like in that movie.
Yeah. You know, I can't look at a hacky sack the same way. Every time I see a hacky sack, I think of that film.
Oh my gosh, that's so true.
And Lil' like, Kim. I mean, Lil' Kim was in. I mean, it was just a perfect film.
And Usher, like, did their school announcements.
Yeah, I remember, like, randomly they all knew that, like, they did a flash mob at the prom. It was, like, magic.
To Rockefeller Skank by fucking Fatboy Slim.
And that kind of shit, like, doesn't make any lick of sense, but it's truly, like, an iconic moment in film.
Okay, I was thinking about this, like, 90s teen comedies, like, involving, like, school and the prom and, like, stuff like that. Like, I don't know what it was about the 90s that perfected that genre of film so much, but, like, I truly just, like, yearn for movies like that again.
Oh, I know. I know. I mean, they sort of make that genre a little bit on, like, Netflix, but they're never, like, comedies. They're always, like, romantic dramas. And it's, like, I want, like, a teen comedy.
Yes. Same.
With, like, a little romance mixed in, a little drama.
Wait, do you remember the movie Sierra Burgess is a Loser?
Yeah.
Okay, so I loved that movie.
What?
And no one liked it. Literally, I remember someone tweeted.
It was terrible.
Someone tweeted Sierra Burgess is an asshole.
I think that was me who tweeted it. She was such a dick. She was the worst human. And
I literally, after, I was like, wow, this is a great movie. And I, like, took to Twitter to, like, I think I, like, tweeted, like, I loved it. And then I realized that everyone else was like, this movie fucking sucks. And, like, it's not a John Hughes movie. And, like, fuck this. And I was like, oh, shit. Do I just have bad taste? I might.
You know, that happened with me for the movie Hanging Up. Do you remember that film?
Oh, my gosh. Lisa Kudrow, our queen.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I remember seeing it and, like, raving about it to anyone who listened. And keep in mind, I think I was like maybe 12 or something when it came out. But I remember like telling anyone who would listen, like, oh my God, you guys should see this movie Hanging Up. And first of all, it was like a movie made for older women. And I was like telling like other seventh grade boys like to watch Hanging Up. And I just remember like everyone thinking like, what the fuck are you talking about? You fag. Like,
oh my God.
And I just recently saw Carrie O'Donnell. He was like tweeting about it, and I DM'd him. I was like, oh my God, I'm so glad somebody else loves this movie because no one else likes it.
Oh my gosh. I truly trust like everything Carrie O'Donnell says when it comes to like movies. I'm like, okay, adding it to my list immediately. So
yeah, he has good taste.
Yeah, exactly. Wait, I feel like I was the same way with the movie The Muse, which I saw when I was in, like, fifth grade.
Is that Bette Midler?
No, it's Sharon Stone and Albert Brooks. And she, like, Jeff Bridges is randomly in it, and, like, Annie McDowell. And, like, she, like, is supposedly a muse, and she's supposed to, like, inspire Albert Brooks to, like, write, like an award-winning film. And there's all kinds of twists and turns. Oh, it's a good one. I recommend.
I'll have to check it out.
It's fun, and it's silly.
I mean, I started that Tiger documentary that you were telling me about.
Uh-huh.
I'm obsessed with it, by the way.
I watched it in one sitting.
Yeah,
Wouldn't stop.
Very excited to watch more. I was falling asleep, and normally I wouldn't put on another episode, like, if I was falling asleep, but I'm like, Matt, crank up the next one. And then,
yes.
And then I end up falling asleep. But it was so good. I'm so fascinated by this man. I don't want any spoilers, but it's truly a big hot mess, and I love it.
I had a lot of fun while I was watching that, like, casting everyone with, like, actual actors. Like, if they were to make a scripted version of this story, like, who would play who? And my most proud casting choice so far is, well, I have two. Shelley Duvall, or not Shelley Duvall, what am I saying? Shelley Long as Carol Baskin.
Mm-hmm.
And then perfect. David Harbour as Doc.
Oh.
The guy with the ponytail who has, like, a harem of, like, young ladies.
Wait, who's the tiger guy? What's the tiger guy's name?
Joe Exotic. I was thinking David Spade, but that's too close to Joe Dirt, so I don't know.
I was getting like a Jesse Tyler Ferguson vibe from him. Like I was thinking like that could be his sort of breakout from Modern Family role.
Yes, I would love that for him.
And we need an out gay man to play an out gay man.
For sure.
So it, you know, it would work.
There was one
who would character play the cats? Was a little
play the cats. Everyone who was actually in the movie Cats.
Should we do just like the digital fur technology?
Yeah. For one of the smaller characters, I thought of Dennis O'Hare. Well, my boyfriend actually thought of that. I don't want to take credit, but I feel like Dennis O'Hare could really fit into this world well.
Mm, yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, yeah. It's a fun game. I think everyone should play it. But it is truly wild. And I like found myself like actually like getting really upset and like crying over like the treatment of the jungle cats. I was like, what the fuck? Like, you can't just casually breed tigers and like put them in a small cage. Like, I was really, really upset.
And I was getting so mad. I've only seen the first episode, but I was getting so mad at the people like paying to go like take photos with these animals. I'm like, oh, fuck all of you. Like, I don't know. It was just it was bumming me out. But also it was like wonderful to take my mind off the coronavirus.
I know. That was a thing. Like my like sort of like parallel journeys that I was having like while I watched it was like I was so upset for like the treatment of these animals, and I was like, oh my gosh, I need to look into how I can help, like this is so upsetting. And then on the other side I was like, wow, these people are literally so insane, like I could watch them forever.
Yeah.
You know,
I like when Netflix kind of like sneak releases something that gets everyone talking, because I didn't feel like I heard anything about it, and now the past day or so I've heard so much stuff about it.
I know, now that like everyone's fully on board. And again, it's like in these crazy times, we need like something to unite us and get us to talk about something outside of coronavirus.
Yeah, it's maddening turning on the news. And it's so stressful to want to stay informed, but then also not want to be crazy.
That is the story of my entire life.
Yeah, it's so hard.
But it's true. I mean, I think you posted something about this. Yeah. Was it you? Like, people have been posting things about like limiting like what news you take in, or maybe it was one of my other friends. I don't know. But like, I think it is important to like, sure, like inform yourself, but also if it's going to like really fuck you up to know every single little piece of information as it comes out, you can also like make that boundary and like take a step back and be like, you know what, today I'm watching Sister Act and right. I'm not gonna look at the news. Cause at some point it's like, if you know too much, you just get so down about it. It's like hard to get out of bed and like live your life in these crazy times.
I have a friend who I had gone on Facebook and I ended up looking at her Facebook profile page, and every 3 minutes she was posting like a new story, and half the stories were like kind of like false stories or like random, you know, how people share like fake stuff.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, wow, like to be inside your head right now must be a prison. Like she's literally every 3 minutes posting like whatever updates, real or fake.
No, that's too much. Needs to take a hip hop class, or like Darren Sands
Cruz. She needs to download a hip hop class.
That's all she needs to do. She'll be fine.
Oh, well, we're lucky to have a lot of content to keep us hold over.
For sure. And I'm going to keep diving deep into Potomac.
Wait, so what's your podcast doing right now, like the schedule wise? What are you doing?
I'm figuring it all out. So I just finished recapping New Jersey. I'm thinking of recapping New York once that starts. And then during this, I'm kind of just doing extra episodes for fun. Like I'm discussing like iconic movies. So I'm going to be doing an episode on Girls Just Want to Have Fun like in the next week or so. I'm just like trying to distract myself and have fun. What about you?
Yeah, you know, I did these interviews with a bunch of like celebrity or Bravo celebrity interviews, and that was really fun and helped take my mind off things. And then I'm doing Vanderpump recaps, and New York's will start next week, and Atlanta recaps too. But Atlanta, I'm mixing in with. I'm going to do like Atlanta and New York together, I think.
Yeah, I'll usually do like lately I've been doing like I'll comment briefly on like Vanderpump Rules, like kind of just discuss like my highlights and like main opinions, and then I'll like go deep into a recap.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a smattering of pop culture things.
Right. You know, I like a little mixture too, because like you said, going deep I think can be really fun. Like especially on Vanderpump Rules, I'm finding like I'm not enjoying the season very much, but then the recaps are really fun because I'm hating it a little bit, if that makes sense.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And it's fun to like dive deep into like the minute details of a show that like is kind of a mess right now.
Sure.
But then sometimes it is nice to like Atlanta, I think, is just like genuinely a pretty good show right now. It's not the best show ever, but it's certainly not like their worst. And Atlanta's always, I think, pretty good. And so there's not always like a ton to say about it, I think, when everything's kind of like chugging along. But when it's a big hot mess, or when it's like the worst season they've ever had or the best season they've ever had, I always find like that's the best to like really dive in and do like full recaps.
Right. Like when it's on like an aggressive end of one spectrum or the other, it's just like fun to pick apart everything.
Right.
Yeah, totally. I know it is like fucking hard doing things by yourself though. Like I agree though, when there's an episode that's sort of just like a filler episode and nothing major happens, you're kind of just like, so then they went to dinner and then Jackie wore a sequined top and then they ordered a seafood tower and you're like, what the fuck am I even talking about now?
And I feel that way with reunions. I don't like to recap reunions because there's not really like a lot. You can't even talk about like the locations or anything like that. Like right. you, once you mention what they're wearing and where they're at, like that's it. And then right. they're just going through shit. Like I find reunions to be like the worst recaps.
I had never recapped a reunion until Jersey, like these last few weeks. And I was like, whoa, this is hard. And like, these are the times where like, I really need someone else to bounce ideas off of because there's only so much you can say.
Yeah. There's reunion recaps for me are always either really short or I just don't do them because I think they're boring.
That's fair.
I've been playing Animal Crossing on my Nintendo Switch to stay sane. And it's truly like, I'm so grateful to the people of Nintendo for releasing this at this time, because it's not only is it like a good distraction, but it's also a perfect distraction because like you build your own like quarantined island. And it's
that's
like,
fun.
It's literally like, I don't know. It's like such a good escape.
Yeah, I think I want to like play like Tetris or like Collapse or like one of those games that like I got really into and like, you know, when I was growing up and I was just bored on a Saturday. Like that's I want to keep my brain sharp.
Yeah, I love it. I'm a big video game person. So I think any kind of video game is good to keep your brain sharp.
Have you ever finished all the lost levels in like Super Mario World 2?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've played every really Mario hard. Game, every single Mario game I've played.
But like beating the lost levels, Danny, like that's for a pro gamer only. And I just want to say like we've both done it, which like, you know, it just brings us closer.
Right.
They're really fucking hard levels.
All the there's a few different lost levels. Are you talking about the Super Nintendo lost levels?
That's the only system I ever actually had outside of like a PS2. Yeah. But yeah, it's in Super Mario World 2 when you can have the cape.
Right.
The lost levels are really fucking hard. And, you know.
I love a Mario game. I worship Mario. He's my king. I love him.
Who do you pick in Mario Kart?
Toad or Princess Peach?
Cute. I always pick Wario.
Are you watching something in the background?
No.
Oh, maybe that's here. I hear some like TV.
Oh, that's scary.
It's probably here.
I'm literally outside. It's freaking me out now.
Fuck you for being outside.
Sorry.
Fuck you. I went to try to do my walk and I literally walked like 15 minutes and I got freaked out because there were too many people outside.
Oh my God. Do you want to hear something fun?
Sure.
About being outside? Yesterday, Jake and I went for a walk in like a bougier neighborhood because we were like, let's just like break out of our normal like area. And so we went for a walk. Also, I like looking at pretty houses when I'm sad, and yesterday was a rough day. So I was like, I'm going to look at pretty houses. Anyways, we see just a run-of-the-mill family walk in. We walk a little closer. We saw Viola Davis going for a walk.
Oh, my God. Viola.
Yes. And I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, I can't believe I had a celebrity sighting, like, despite coronavirus. Like, this is wild.
Wow, wow, wow.
She looked really happy. She was, like, walking fast and, like, thriving with her fam.
Wow, wow, wowie.
Yeah.
I love her. Worship her.
Worship her. I was like, I didn't like process it until after, when Jake was like, hey, that was Viola Davis. I was like, oh shit.
Worship
didn't
her.
Even realize. Worship her. I'm happy I didn't know until after, cause I would have acted strange while I was walking by her. So it was good.
You know, do you find this in LA? Like when you see a star like that, it's like, as a pop culture lover, it's like you want to go talk to them.
Yes.
But then as a human, you think maybe I shouldn't.
1000%. I mean, especially like as a server, like when I wait on someone who like I idolize, I'm like, oh shit, like what do I do? Because, you know, like on the off chance that they're like, wow, thanks, like that would be cool. But also like 90% of people would be like, fuck off. So, you know, it's hard.
Yeah. I always think like it's okay to say, I love your work or I love this movie of yours or whatever. But yeah, and then like keep it moving.
That's my rule is if I'm waiting on someone. So I recently waited on Constance Zimmer and I am a huge Constance fan. And I waited until like they had already closed out. Like I was dropping the check for them to sign and that they were about to leave. And I was like, I just want to say like your work has inspired me in so many ways. And like Quinn is iconic.
Yes.
And she was like, oh my God, thank you. That's so sweet. What's your name? She was really nice. But it was like, I didn't want her to feel pressure to talk to me. So I just like dropped the thing and like said that and then left.
That's perfect. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause who wouldn't want to hear a compliment, you know?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, Hannah, this has been so fun.
Danny, this was great. Also, I'm sorry. I just want to take a moment to remind you that I texted you this morning that all I keep thinking about is that Lisa Vanderpump birthday party where her and Lisa Rinna are like, I love Lisa Rinna. I love Lisa Vanderpump. And they're like going back and forth. And they're like improvising a song. And like that's the energy I feel when I podcast with you.
I receive that. And also, I just have to say that I've had... It's so weird that you say that. I was just having a conversation with someone about like having random Bravo things stuck in your head.
Yes.
And I was saying like I had Who's Adrian Malouf in This World stuck in my head for like a week. Like as if it was fucking Jingle Bells. Like it was just playing over and over again in my head. And do you know who Gillian Jacobs is? She's like...
Yes, love her.
She was who I was talking about with it. And she was telling me she keeps saying buzz off, Dwight. And we were trying to figure out what that's from. Like, it's from Beverly Hills Housewives. And we were like literally like trying to figure out where this quote came from. We deduced that it was like Taylor Armstrong's friend Dwight, and that someone, maybe Dr. Nassif or Dr. Paul, had like said it to him. But it was like, it's so often like a random quote that's like not even like a popular Housewives thing. Like it just
creeps its way into your brain though.
Right. Like Cindy Barsha. You know what, Jill? Take it off your head.
You know what, Jill? Take it off your head.
I feel like it's like it's sometimes just those little moments that make no fucking sense just get in there like an earworm.
Like an earworm, but an earworm that brightens your day. Yeah. I love Lisa Vanderpump.
Who's Adrian Malouf in this world?
Who is she in this world? I miss Yolanda every day.
Me too. Me too, Hannah. I love you. And we're putting this on your feed. I'm Danny Pellegrino and you're Hannah Brown.
And I'm Hannah Brown.
And for my people who are listening to this on Patreon, thank you so much for the support. I love you all. I hope everyone's staying safe and healthy and as sane as you possibly can.
And for my listeners and Danny's listeners, the same thing. Thank you so much for listening and we'll see you soon.
We love you. Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye.
I mean, thank you so much for listening, everyone. Wasn't that a great time? I had a really great time. Thank you all so much again for tuning in. A couple quick things. If you don't follow me already, follow me at Hannah A. Brown on Instagram and Twitter, or Hannah A. Brown Zero on TikTok if you want to see some really whack content that I just sort of put up at random. Also, one more thing, and this is very important. All of my reviews on iTunes were deleted. This is not a joke. This is a real thing. There was a technical error. It's a long story, but all my reviews got deleted. So if you are bored during this quarantine and you're liking the show, please, please head on over to iTunes and leave a review. It really, really helps. I appreciate all feedback, good or bad. If you want to, like, don't leave me 5 stars if you don't want to. If you have a problem or any advice, feel free to put that in your review. But the reviews help. It gives me a rating. It makes me seem legit. And it's a huge bummer that I lost all of mine. So head on over to iTunes, leave me a rating and a review. If you have any other feedback or any questions, feel free to Instagram message me at Hannah A. Brown or email me at brown@junicorn@gmail.com. Okay, thank you all so much for listening. Stay safe and I'll talk to y'all soon. Bye.